You are listening to Bible Direction for Life, the sermon podcast of Westside Baptist Church in Bremerton, Washington. We pray that the preaching and teaching you hear on this podcast connects the truth of the Bible to your life, that you would learn more about the triune God who made you and what he made you for. And now, here's today's message.
Matthew chapter 6, if you would turn there. This is our preparatory for coming to God in prayer tonight, amen. And have a little bit of a charge for us. I say us because I'm included in that. As we pray, I have a question for you. Zachary, how would you approach the Secretary of your Defense Department if you were to go see him?
Being a military soldier, I would walk up to him at the state of attention.
Okay.
State my name, state my business, and what he requires of me.
Would you be brash or humble?
Humble.
Amen. And that's man. In the Lord's Prayer, Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13... the Lord admonishes us on how to pray. But before we look at that, I'd like to just discuss that, what we just talked to here, the attitude that we have in approaching God. This reading these verses will help us frame the exchange in a right and humble manner before a holy God. Seeking his fellowship and closeness calms and settles us and is pleasing to the Father. I'm afraid many times, because prayer is so comes so often in our lives, we have a tendency, like that small child running to mommy and daddy, I gotta have this, I gotta have this, or crying because I don't have this or I don't have that. And I'm not saying that it's not good to bring our request to God, amen. And yet you expect that child, because of the fellowship you should be having with that child, if they're of requisite age and maturity, to approach you in a particular manner when they want something. Amen? They should do that with reverence, with respect, and with the right attitude. So I'd like you to look at the Lord's Prayer tonight in that sense. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9, the Bible says, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye," and this is Jesus talking, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." You see, this is a preface for what we're going to be praying, the content, and it's to acknowledge who and what God is, because that puts us in the frame of reference that we need to be in order to approach a holy God, does it not? Not in a flippant manner, not in a self-aggrandizing manner, but one that acknowledges his glory and the honor that's due him. Verse 10, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." The thought there is that we're agreeing with him and desiring that his will is done or will be done, and that it takes primacy over what we would perhaps want. Amen. Once again, humbling us before a holy God. And then in verse 11 and 12, "Give us our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." So there's an acknowledgement there to humbly seek the blessings of God because of the attitude and mindset that was framed in the previous verses, and it should be in our hearts, that yes, we're asking for us to be given our daily bread, which could be construed as what? What's our daily bread? Okay, our needs, the Word of God. There's many different things that could be there, but we have ourselves put in this humble atmosphere to begin with, right? So we can humbly seek His blessings and confess and repent that we are sinners and have sinned. There has to be that acknowledgement, amen, before a holy God. When we come in the presence of a holy God, we have to acknowledge who God is first and then who we are in respect to God. Amen? Because if we don't remember who God is, it's easy for man in our nature to lift ourselves up. Amen? Or contrary-wise, to put ourselves down below where we should be in His eyes. Amen? It's easy to go into that pit, particularly if you're in a deep trial, and go into that pit where you're all about yourself, yourself, yourself. Oh, poor me. Oh, poor me. How about that little child? That little child, they scrape their knee or they fall down out of a tree. You know, if they got a broken leg, you expect them to cry and cry and cry and cry, right? But if they skin their knee and it scared them, you might expect a young one to cry for a short period of time. But then after that, once they realize and you realize that it's not the end of the world, you're waiting for that turn. You're waiting for that turn from fear and desperation to, I'm okay because I'm in the presence of the parent. Amen. And I'll be taken care of. And you can see, you see it, you parents, even those that are not parents, if you're an adult, you see that child and you know when that cry turns to rebellion. Do you not? You know exactly when it happens because we're made that way. Well, I would submit to you, we can do that in front of God too. God forbid we do that. And so we need to see things as He sees them. Amen. Verse 13 goes on and continue. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Once again, acknowledging that God is the one that is our Redeemer. Amen. We don't redeem ourselves. Amen. Yes, we are responsible to resist the devil, but it is God who gives us that power through the Holy Spirit and through His Word. Amen. And then it goes on to say in verses 14 and 15, not classically known as the Lord's Prayer, but I just want to continue here. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespass. And we only have a few short moments tonight. Turn to Job chapter 42. Job chapter 42. Y'all know the, the story of Job, amen, and what he went through. Said he was a perfect and upright man. And let me get there. There were five things. When they eschewed evil and honored God. He's going to pull it out of here. And we all know what happened to Job. He lost his entire family with the exception of his wife, amen. Couldn't have had the other 10 children at the end without her, amen. But Job went into a, I don't want to say a pity party, that may be making it a little trite, but he went into deep, deep grief, amen, for what had happened. And who wouldn't, man? You lose your family, all your wealth, any of your prestige and status in front of men, and he was in a long state of self-loathing and in trouble and so forth. And what turned Job, though? Chapters 38, 39, 30, and 40, where God says, gird up your loins now like a man, for I will demand of thee an answer, thou me. He said that three times. And God showed him who God was. And Job turned. In Job 42, 1, it says, Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Here I beseech thee, I will speak, I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eyes seeth thee. He saw who God was, and through that lens he saw he was nothing. He says, wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. In the very next verse, it talks about how that turned Job's captivity. And it turned the captivity of Job, it says, when he prayed for his friends. So as we come before God tonight, prepare your heart for that. Amen. And remember the attitude we have to have. Zachary explained what attitude he had to have coming before a man. Amen. We are coming before a holy God. And I know sometimes when you're out there and somebody asks you to have a responsive prayer, like, you know, close us in prayer. Nothing wrong with that at all. But we need to be ready to approach God. We need to be ready to approach God and not do it in a flippant manner, not do it in an unthoughtful manner. Remember who He is. Acknowledge who He is. Remember who we are in respect to God. And then we can have fellowship with Him. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. If you would like to learn more about the Westside Baptist Church, please visit our website, www.BibleDirectionForLife.com. Subscribe to the podcast if you would like to hear new sermons and lessons each week. And remember that a sermon podcast is no substitute for opening up a Bible and reading it for yourself.